trip in?
He'll have to hold his. That's good, because he never, what's it called?
Never talks into it.
Yeah, so that's fine, actually. Give me that one. Unless you want, I don't really mind.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just putting them all in.
Can you please get out of my seat?
Nigga, sit right there, bro. I'm not about to sit on the other side of the table like a damn segregated clown.
I like it because red, red, so you know who's who
without having to test that.
Who am I?
You're green.
I don't see no. Who took the stand?
Yeah, because you don't know how to talk into the microphone.
Yes, I do.
Hello, everybody. All right, we're good.
Jordan F did this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like not big in the sense of weight, you know what I mean, like gaining weight or nothing like that, like colossal, like you know what I mean, like I heard you were looking for me.
Hey, Mr.
Hello.
Tell me where have you been?
You know this right.
Talking about they lit on the
now he laying on his back. Yeah. Ask around, I be rapping number fast. Yeah. We the reason all these running track. Oh God. You ain't never stuck, you can't tell me a thing. I got and I'm letting them hang. Keep my mouth closed and that's never gonna change. You get in the jam and go to pointing the blame. I ain't let it slide, I was sharpening and aim. Smoking on my brothers, got his love slain. You know it's smoke cause they ain't even take off his chain. Say it's up with me, yo, must do it. Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of said some. Thought of said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is
welcome Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC Acre Catskill Hudson.
That song was Red Drum by 21 Savage. Sir, yes, sir. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live in the Catskill Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC Broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson. For those who didn't hear it the first time, from my lovely, lovely guest on today's show, DJ. DJ Moneymaker.
And we got sound engineer over here. I'm chilling. I got a nice, what's it called? Little trivia set up. DJ Cola, by the way, my mic keeps on. Okay. Do you see this? All right. Well, this is fine. This is chill. You got to always improvise with what you're given in life. If even if you get dealt the bad hand, it's about making most of those cards, you know? Let's turn this music just a little bit down. And let's start with some NBA Jeopardy. But before we get into that, would one of you like to give a description of Clubhouse? If not, I got it. Either or.
So the Clubhouse is really just a drop-in center for teens who are either looking for a place to hang out after school, or a place that they can come and feel safe, or a place that they can come and get any type of advice that they feel necessary. We do things such as the radio show, of course. We do harm reduction, where we kind of just do things that are preventing youth from doing other things that they could be doing. You know, we try to steer them in a positive direction. And we just try to make these kids the best that they can be for the hard, hard world that nobody prepared us for. And yeah, that's really it.
Beautiful explanation. And today, what you doing over there? And today, we got an NBA Jeopardy quiz. So everybody knows the rules of Jeopardy. I'm going to make it one exception. You don't have to say what is for the beginning of everything, because I know I will be diabolical and just subtract all of your guys' points. So we're going to do a classic rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Best of one. Only one match.
Okay, I won, so
you got
I
it
guess
with
I'm
the
going
scissors,
first.
And we're going to start.
Give me first name for 500.
500?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Wait, what? You got to get all of them, I think?
Okay, so
that's easy, though.
LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Stephen Curry.
All right.
And they
well,
spelled
like
LeBron wrong.
That's the easiest category. Names. They did. LeBron. Oh, that's crazy.
Okay. Next.
All right, so I'm up 500 on you.
So where do you want to do first? Do you want to go to teams, players, 60s through 2010s, first names, or what state they're from? You want to do players for what? 100 to 500.
What?
You going 500 off the bat? You can go 400, 300, but you going 500. You're going to risk it and play big. All right. Yeah, good luck.
That's easy. Thank
you. Name three Celtic Hall of Famers.
Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your microphone?
Larry Bird. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bill Russell.
Yep.
Larry Bird.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Garnett.
Is Kevin Garnett in it?
Let's find out.
Paul Pierce, probably.
Bird, Russell. I don't think they had.
Well, etc. It's crazy.
I guess we'll give it to him.
Let's see. Wait, let's see. Who did you say?
Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce?
Turns out,
yeah, he is.
Yes, so he got that one. Let's go. That's why you always gotta check it.
Five.
Oh, we're tied. Hush.
And if you get it wrong, you lose your points as well. For whatever you pick. So if you go for 100, you get it wrong, you lose 100.
Let me do. I'll do teams for 400.
400. All right. All right.
That was California.
So you just got it.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Wait, what?
Oh, those teams are from Kelly.
Yeah, but
they still are.
Well, you got it.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool. San Francisco. It's your turn. Go ahead.
The Golden State Warriors are still in California.
Let's see what you're gonna go for.
Teams, players, 1960s to 2010, first name, or what state they are from?
1960s. I feel like that's got to be the hardest one, not going to lie.
What do you mean, like, what?
Nah. Go ahead. Pick that one.
Until 2010.
How much?
500.
If you get this right, you will be in the lead, and you will surpass DJ Sosa for now.
Okay.
What? Who was the first NBA player?
No.
Nah.
You already chose it, buddy. First NBA player to hit a three-pointer. Talk into the mic when you have your selection.
New rule. If you don't answer into the mic, it don't count.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
So... Okay, IDK is definitely.
So you're going to choose to not attempt it and to keep your points.
No. What?
If you don't attempt the question, you won't get any subtracted and you won't win any. So if you want to back out.
Do you want to just back out?
Yeah.
All right, but that also means your turn is unfortunately skipped.
Okay. So next.
Yeah, not going to lie, that's going to be the hardest question. Who's the first person to make a three-pointer? Like, what?
I'm going to do players for 400.
Players for 400.
The shortest NBA player.
This is a good one.
Muggsy Bogues. Wait. What the fuck?
Oh. DJ Sosa made a little bit of a mistake.
I apologize to all the fans watching and listening. That was just a very bad slip up. I knew I got the wrong answer, so I let my frustration get the best of me.
Oopsie. But,
yeah. I already said
so,
what I
said. So your final answer?
My final answer is Muggsy Bogues. He tried to give me. See, he tried to. Yeah,
okay.
He tried to finesse me.
Not gonna lie, DJ Moneymaker was talking a lot of smack at first, but now he's down by 800. I can't believe I almost got that wrong. Oh my god.
Come on. Oh, he's cheating. Look.
That's fine. He don't know what. Oh no, you can't look it up. Stop looking up the answer to who I made the. He's gonna look up the answer to that.
What?
No, don't look it up.
What?
Wow, I see how you play.
What?
Don't look up the answer. Mm-hmm. Well, good thing if you skip a question, you can't go back to it.
Facts. I used to stress. It's your turn though, bro. Go ahead. What you gonna pick? What you gonna pick, bro?
Okay. What are the choices again? I forgot.
Teams, players, 1960s through 2010s. First name, and what state are they from?
First name.
First name.
400.
First name for 500. That's gone. So 400?
500.
I already took the 500. You got to do 400.
400.
And have anybody listening? You are listening to Clubhouse Radio. Oh, my God. Never. I'm sorry. 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. It's Brian. If you don't know, like, yeah. That's going to be the easiest category. You guys got to take that while you can.
I'm going to do teams, For 500.
Teens for 500. We're doing a nice trivia on NBA.
New York and Texas.
Why does this even ask?
New England. What? New York Knicks. Texas. Oh, Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Wisconsin.
Nobody could hear you. You were talking into the mic.
And New England also, that's not even a...
Yeah, New England don't have any what?
Dallas, okay, so it's...
NBA is the National Basketball Association. Or the...
So, is it New England and Massachusetts?
No, it's Six Flags. Six Flags, New England.
And for Wisconsin? What is Wisconsin's team?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin? That does not sound right.
Nah.
Milwaukee.
I'm looking this up. Everybody listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're doing a nice Jeopardy. We're seeing who knows more about basketball and who knows more about the NBA. And if you guys want to participate on live radio, feel free to come on down 455 Main Street. We're a youth center, which is pretty much, or a youth drop-in center, which is pretty much a community center, but even better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have trained professionals in mental health. If you're having a bad day, you can come talk to you. And if you're having a good day, you can even share your victories. Back to the trivia.
But Wisconsin doesn't make any sense. New England doesn't make any sense either.
You can back out, but then you won't be able to go for this question again.
New England Patriots? Like, what the hell? I'm gonna just skip it, bro.
Alright.
Look, you just
stop Googling the answers.
This is not even a basketball team.
It's not even a...
It's literally...
Alright, guys, your turn, bro.
$300?
Yeah. John Moran, what the? This is so easy.
So now, this is pretty close. $1,300 to $1,200. DJ Sosa is in the lead by $100, and he is going to go for...
What state are they from? $400.
I took a little peek. I feel like these ones are pretty easy, too. I think you got this. Let's find out.
Ooh. Uh-huh. What state are they from? Oh, we have to guess what, like, state he's from?
Yeah.
Oh, what? John Morant is from... I feel like that dude from Memphis.
He said Memphis, and if he gets this wrong...
I'm scared to lock that in, because if I get it wrong, I'm down 400.
Down 400, then DJ Moneymaker's in the lead.
What state? There's only 50 states that he could possibly be from.
True. So worst comes to worst. I mean, not gonna lie, 1 out of 50. I was trying to make that sound good. That ain't good.
It still is.
Nah.
Yeah, but I really want to say he's from Memphis, but I don't feel like he's from. What?
Why are you looking up the answers?
I'm going to take just a crazy guess. I feel like he has a little southern accent to him. I'm going to say South Carolina.
Tennessee. That's close. That's close. That's a good guess.
This is what that's wrong.
You're wrong. But what's it called? He might have lived there in his childhood. That's that he was born there. So, it's a pretty close game. We're going to do one more from DJ Moneymaker, and then we're going to go into a song break. Let's see how much he can take the lead by. What was that?
Teams for 500.
Yeah.
Team 500.
Teams for 500.
Oh, yeah.
That's the question I chose.
Yeah. Yeah, so why'd you pick it?
Yeah, pick it.
Let's see.
The New York Knicks, Dallas Mavericks. I'm gonna say what?
That's exactly where I got
Wisconsin.
The Badgers, maybe.
Ooh, let's see. And then we're just gonna. Dallas Mavericks.
Wisconsin is the Bucks. Oh, he was right. And New England is the Boston Celtics.
I should have stuck to my gut.
How is New England? Huh.
I told you it was the Boston Celtics, too.
Maybe New England is in Boston.
Yes, I told you. I literally went to New England.
What'd you say for Wisconsin? I think that's a...
I said the Rocky Bucks, and I said...
And very close game. We got both players.
I said the Badgers because... It was one of the college basketball teams there.
Not gonna lie, it's still a pretty close game. All you have to do is answer one question right, then you're in the lead. Very suspenseful. Who will win? We will find out next time
on Clubhouse Radio.
Which is
not that deep.
Clubhouse is a great spot. Nice youth drop-in center, pretty much a community center, located 455 Main Street. And there's one Hudson, and I will let you know when we are back. So stay tuned for that information. And we will be right back after a little bit of a music break.
Yo, join after this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like, not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like gaining weight or nothing like that. Like colossal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me. Forever from me to you. I heard somebody say, Judge, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One deal Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not be beneath you. Cause I'ma murder, why I kill, oh, and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So y'all hating for no reason. Hey, Mr. Carter, I am him. Around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, rent. Around the world, now I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you wondering, man. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank. Why y'all told it's been on the same? I flush him and watch him go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up. Be up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Cali Park. But I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams soup woo and da da do. I knew my rule. And I played well. And I went well. On my Libra scale. I suck up, say fuck up, to leave it.
They are wrong here, don't even care.
Mr. Carter,
I am him. Around the world now, I'm back. Yeah. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, I am him. Around the world now, I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Yeah. I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear. Yeah. Queen B as I share my time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother? Show no mercy in Marcy, your lager. So far from being the that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pox and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the blows. Kaboom! Rock boy in the room. The
boy, I just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on autopilot. What guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see euros, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go.
It's my go, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft author Victor Hector Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby. Squeeze it hurt, fine. We lose two lives, yours and mine. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve at the funeral parlor, drip my tears down my sleeve. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve.
But I'm still searching. I'm only human. If it ain't work, things change. And nothing stay the same, I believe in. Maybe letting go is a beautiful thing. Perfect for the time being. I ain't do nothing wrong. Life is short, but forever is so goddamn long. I like a long time. I'm on my own time. I love this good old. I hit the gold mine. I'm thinking new crib. I'm thinking two kids. Until I get infatuated with a new. But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something. If I ain't find the one, nobody can fulfill me like this music. Does. So I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Ooh, that's a good one. Live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. You are just listening to Darling I by Tyler, the Creator. And today, we have a pretty good show for you. We have a nice, chill, relaxing show. We're doing some NBA Jeopardy, but it seems one of our contestants has disappeared. Oh, did he get... Okay, so let's see who won. It turns out DJ Sosa took the victory only by 200 points. Honestly, pretty close one there. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's essentially a community center. That's technically not what it is. It's essentially that. It's a youth drop-in center. It's called a different name because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, where we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Clubhouses. And you are listening to us now from Wayfarm. If you want to check them out, go to wayfarm.org. They're amazing people. If you're walking around in your hometown, and since you're listening to this, you're probably pretty local, you can go and just go into a store or a shop or like a lounge or whatever, and they might have a little sticker that says WGXC or Wayfarm on it. And if they do, that means they're brought to you on air by Wayfarm, and that's how we're talking to you right now. Huge shout out to them. Like, without them, our dreams wouldn't be possible. We wouldn't have a platform for the youth to express their voice. So just huge shout out to them. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit about... See, I always have a backup plan when it comes to DJ Moneymaker. We are going to be talking a little bit about seasonal depression. Seasonal affective disorder. SAD. That's so ironic that seasonal depression's acronym is SAD. That's funny. I mean, funny might not be the right word, but yeah. It happens during seasons of the year, most often fall or winter, because that's when light comes down, you eat pretty much during the days. It is thought that shorter days and less daylight may set off a chemical change in the brain, leading to symptoms of depression. Light therapy and antidepressants can help sleep at SAD. But there's also a bunch of other ways. So, we're going to read it, the scientific name or how they describe it, and we're going to go into how we like to do it. So, increased sunlight exposure. That one's pretty simple. Just go outside, enjoy the sun. Whether it be shooting some hoops outside, playing ball, which you can do at Clubhouse, which is located 455 Main Street.
That's good, New York. 12414.
That's actually a double way to get that done, because the right next one on the list is exercise. So exercising outside, especially when it's cold, you can work up a sweat so you're not even feeling that cold. For example, like, obviously you can't wear shorts and a t-shirt when it's like 50s out. I mean, you can if you're built different, but like, that's not gonna be pleasant. But if you're jogging the whole time, you feel like you're on fire. So even with that shorts and t-shirt, your body heat's gonna go up. Eat well. I mean, this one's super important. You gotta take care of yourself. If you're somebody that likes to work out, you've gotta get your protein. Even if you're somebody who doesn't like to work out, you still gotta get your protein. This is the fuel that feeds your body. Without it, it's like a car without gas. You ain't getting nowhere in life. Nowhere. And you're gonna be feeling really bad. That's for true. You wanna read some of these? Up to you.
Where you at?
Oh, this one's perfect for you, actually.
Practice good sleep hygiene. Facts. I was struggling with that not too long ago. I was literally just, you know, I woke up. I didn't even go to sleep last night till like 5 something. So it's just been a long day. But establish a regular sleep schedule and reduce or eliminate napping, which is, that makes sense. Because if you nap throughout the day, like even like when parents used to say when we were younger, yeah. No, you can't take a nap, because if you take a nap, you're not going to go to sleep. And that's usually how it is.
The best way to take a nap is to put it on your schedule. That way you're prepared. You wake up, and even if you're feeling groggy, you're like, all right, I know I got a stuff to do. Instead of just falling asleep on your own and then feeling unproductive, you know?
Another one is reach out to friends and family.
This one's so basic.
Friends and family can be valuable source of support.
Community is super important. There's many studies done where there are people who don't really have an active community, and then there are people who are in the active community. And on average, the people in the active community are just like way happier. So that's always super important. Journal, this one's good. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you understand them better. Just really get it out. This one's just, I mean, all of these are just great advice, even not for seasonal affective disorder, just how to live a good life. Now, the next one is, consider light therapy. So this one, I'm actually not too familiar with. It says a light box can stimulate exposure to sunlight. We're going to look up whatever a light box is, because, like,
what is it? A light box.
Yeah, it's just a box of light. That's pretty cool. You can get one on Amazon for $20, I guess. Yeah, I guess at nighttime, you know, the sun goes down early. I feel like, personally, it's better to be out in the sun while it's out than to get a light box. That's just my opinion. Talk therapy. If you're somebody who does struggle with seasonal depression or any of that, going to therapy is a great way to get that done. So, yeah, that's how to handle with that, because the days are getting shorter. November has officially started, which is kind of crazy to me.
Like, oh, yeah, it is November 1st, isn't it?
Yeah, we're already almost at 2025. We only got one more month left of 2024.
Yeah, that's crazy.
After this month, not including this month.
Shoot, at least we're not at 2030 yet.
Yeah, and you know, December going to be even worse than November because all that snow. If you're somebody that likes snow, that's awesome. But for a lot of people, it can prevent them from, you know, getting exercise, going outside and seeing their friends. So we understand both sides. But yeah, those are just some light tips. Get it, light box. Light tips for, you know, just helping yourself if you struggle through seasonal depression. So we're going to be right back after another song break. Oh my God, there's been music playing in the background the whole time. That's pretty awesome. This has been so quiet. Yeah, we're going to be right back. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
So boing boing.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker Phil. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil. Fulfill. Listen, even back when we was broke, my team ill. Martin Luther King would have been on Dreamville. Talk to him. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. 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 No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the baddest, not Trina, but I swear to God it's to make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. Then hang the phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that weird love, that leave a toothbrush at your crib love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid love. I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood bringing back five or six. Then we kick them to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. Before she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my L.A. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three
time for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is reality shows. Handed a script to probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is up in Greystone. With the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the
she shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the
she shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the
she shallow. She shallow.
She shallow with the
she shallow.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
On the dotted line, I've been flying out of town for some peace of mind. It's like always, they just want a peace of mind. I've been focused on the future, never on right now. What I'm sipping, I can boot you, either pink or brown. I'm the one that introduced you to the you right now.
Oh my God.
Now run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes, we can. Oh yes, we can.
I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened?
Oh no!
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all sharing bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherf***er.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
when you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run for mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, buried, woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy headed with the...
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Baker Catskillin,
Hudson.
Today, I'm your sound engineer, and I'm joined with
your boy Sosa, DJ Sosa. You got our boy.
Got DJ
Moneymaker.
DJ Moneymaker, making that money. So, today, he is going to be
our host.
Who's the guy who hosts Jeopardy? Steven Strickbeck?
I have no idea. Come on, DJ Moneymaker, we need you to read the question.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just texting somebody.
That's fine. So who gets to go first? You can pick. Or we can play rock, paper, scissors.
Lincoln. I mean,
yeah, that's
rock,
fair.
Paper, scissors.
All right, rock, paper. Best of one. One, two, three, rock.
No one.
I'm going. Oh wait, hold on, hold on. Before I get into it, we're gonna do this just to fit the vibe. Here we go. Here we go.
Yup.
And it's a nice chill version, because if I heard the actual version, I'd want to work out, to be honest with you.
I'd want to play Universe.
So I'm gonna go Dragon Ball Z for 500. I'm going all the way.
Okay, no one's going for 500. Who were the only two enemies to die at Goku?
Two enemies. This is Z, so it's not asking about Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball Goku actually kills a lot of people, to be honest with you. Killing people is bad, and that's why he doesn't do it anymore. Oh, I can't believe I had to say that on radio. To Goku. Ooh, this is actually tough. One was Yakon in the Buu saga. He just straight up killed the guy. Yakon. He kills one other person too. Nah, alright, we gotta get a time limit here, because I'm about to go on forever with this.
I think I know who the other person is. Yeah, he did kill him. Yeah.
Who was the only two people in Dragon Ball Z that Goku actually, like, killed? Let's see. We're gonna start it. We're just gonna do one timer, because honestly, this is long enough. Last time we did two. That was just a workshop it. I'm not gonna back out. I ain't a wimp. Plus, I already gave you one of the answers, so you'd be able to get it. Yak on. Early on, he doesn't kill Raditz. He doesn't kill Nappa. He never kills Vegeta. He doesn't kill any of the Ginyu Force. He leaves them all alive. Then Vegeta's the one who kills them. Oh, no. No! It's not... All right, well, I got it. I just lose the points, so I'm already at negative 500. Right? Nah, he like, blows himself up.
Yeah, but imagine Boo.
Kid Boo! Oh. How could I forget that? I got the weird one right, too.
Yeah, you got the one that you...
Oh, want. That feels bad, man. Starting off with negative 500.
I would have never got Yakko.
All right, my turn.
I'm going to go with Dragon Ball Super that for
hurts.
300.
That really hurts, starting off like that.
How many minutes in the past can we rewind time by?
I know this one. I know it.
Bro, what?
It's either one or two answers in my head.
Into the past, can Whis rewind time by? Oh, wait, yeah.
He does
he
it
did
in
it.
Resurrection
he did
F. Because Frieza blew up the planet, and then he rewound time.
Yeah.
That was
like
the first time. What's it called?
10 minutes. My answer is 10 minutes. What?
I would have got that wrong.
Three?
I would have guessed five. This is crazy. How are we both starting at negative 300?
Negative.
All right. I'm bold. Dragon Ball Z for 400. What were the original hair colors of Bulma and Chi-Chi? In the original... In Z? Bulma was blue and Chi-Chi was black.
Purple and blue?
What? I would have never gotten that one. This is a hard quiz. I like this. I thought it was going to be like... I'm at negative.
Give me Dragon Ball Super for 400.
You
How many
read this?
Time rings are there?
He's still on that. Hey, he can actually look it up at this time.
How many time rings are there? I think there was...
Oh, that's what Zamasu...
Yep.
I don't know this one at all, bro. Oh, you want to read this?
Are you ready?
This How many time rings are there?
I think it's...
This is just going to be whoever has the least amount of negative points. That's crazy.
I want to say 12. We'll go with 12.
Oh, that's smart.
Six.
What? Five?
Six.
Well, I guess either way, it don't matter.
You just...
All right, I'm petty
no,
here. I'm
Dragon
going,
Ball Z.
I'm going Dragon Ball for 300. I don't care. I need to get one right. Oh, Lapis and Lazuli. Easy. Oh, wait, you got to read the question. I did this quick. I didn't even need the question.
Android.
What are Android?
Just turn that down a little bit.
What are Android 17 and 18's
real
names? How did you know that? That's weird.
I don't know. All right. So, not going to lie, that just put me in the lead. Only by negative 100.
Give me Dragon Ball Z for 100. What is King Kai's pet monkey's name? Bubbles.
Yeah, you got that.
I just wanted to get, like,
oh,
tied
wow.
with you.
We're dead tied.
That's
right.
why I did that.
All right, then I got to one-up you. Dragon Ball for 100.
Okay.
Who won the 21st? Wait a minute.
Ooh, that was the one where...
Ooh. Wait, I don't know the order. I don't know the order. I'm pretty sure the 21st was the one that Goku won, but that's not my final answer. Because I know all of them in order. It was Master Roshi, Tien, and then Goku. 23rd. 23rd. Is the one that Goku won, so I'm gonna say Master Roshi.
Dude,
not gonna lie, that was a tough one because I don't know the order in my head.
Alright, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Dragon Ball Super for 200. Who do the Super Dragon Ball compare?
What?
To
oh, that's easy.
Size? A planet.
Yeah. Earth. You got that.
I'm
giving that
to
you. You said a planet. Earth is a planet. Oh, I see. I see your game. I see how you're playing. If that's the case, I'm going Dragon Ball Super for Dragon Ball for 500.
Okay.
I know more about the original. How long? 50 years.
You're weird. How'd you know that?
It's in my noggin. I remember because I was like, Goku learned that. I actually watched, like... Just like the first five episodes.
I didn't even watch Dragon Ball.
I just watched the first five episodes.
Alright, Babette, what's up? Give me
Let's go, I'm fine. This is the first
time not in negatives.
Yeah, this is the first time one of us is not in a negative since the start of the game. That's a little crazy.
Let me get Dragon Ball Super for 500.
Ooh.
SGT. Super,
oh. Good. Well.
Would
you like
to read this? According to manga,
why did Zeno erase 6 universes prior to the Universal Survival Arc? I think it was just because he didn't like them.
That was my answer. That was my answer.
He just didn't like them. He felt like it was too many. Yeah.
Is that your lock in?
Yes. He felt like there were too many.
You said that. You just said that. I'm giving that to you.
Come on.
All right.
He's really petty. He doesn't do things for a good reason.
I'll go Dragon Ball Super for a 100. I'm going to play your game here. Who cannot be a Zeno? All right. I still think I'm right, but all right.
We'll do Dragon Ball Z for 200.
Oh, easy.
Made Earth.
Oh, I almost got the answer wrong.
Wait, yeah, I was, because it's
That's
wait,
tough.
Wait, who was it? No, it was Raditz, right?
It was Goku. Because he was set and then he bumped his head.
Nah. That's good. Good.
Now we're tied again. I'll do Dragon Ball movies for 200. I feel like the 200s are easier than the 100s. Why did turtles? Because all low class Saiyans look alike. Alright. I just wanted to not have 0 points for the first time in the game. Not gonna lie.
I'm gonna do Dragon Ball GT for 200.
Alright.
You made fun of Trunks' $30
haircut. This is movies. This is in the wrong category. If you want, I'll let you pick a different one. But I'm going to answer that.
Dragon Ball for 200.
Who makes sense? Ooh! Means,
the Korin, right?
Yup. I half thought you were going to say Yajirobe. Now we're dead tied. I'm gonna steal that question. Who made fun of Trunks' $30 haircut? That was Android 13. We're gonna play that clip, actually, because that's hilarious. I forgot I had this in the background. I was going to say the following, if we ever did the other one. All right. So, those of you Dragon Ball fans who don't know, I guess we're just going to play till the timer runs out, because we only got 4 more minutes. But this clip is... This is the original Dragon Ball. And it's muted. I'm so smart. Here we go. This Giro, is actually
it's
hilarious.
It's down there scheming and planning. Should all just let bygones be bygones. What I'm gonna do. You hear?
You're just a slave, a pawn with no free will of its own. Is that it?
Ready?
Free will. Pitiful humans. War, segregation, hatred. Is that what you've done with your free will, boy? Don't you lecture me with your $30 haircut. Goku dies.
We'll see, you red ribbon redneck.
Yes, we do. Amazing. I found the right one too with those sound effects, not gonna lie. That clip lives in my head forever, just because don't lecture me with your $30 haircut. Goku dies. That's crazy.
Give me Dragon Ball movies for 300.
I think you got this one. Something tells me you got it.
How does Cooler return to life? Oh, the Big Yeti star.
Yup.
Yeah, boy. I had that whole movie thing on disc. I watched it like 30 times.
Ooh, you're in the lead. I can't take that sitting down. I could tie, but I think I'm going to go Dragon Ball for 300. I think I'm going to take the lead. At the defeat of Demon Piccolo, who used...
Damn, that's an easy question.
It was Goku, because he was reviving Krillin. Kami did it. I'm at 0. This is tough. We're ending in 3 minutes, so if you hear abrupt cutout, you were listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill, Hudson. DJ Sosa's taking it by 400. I just got it. Ooh, that feels so bad to lose points. I don't think they do that in original Jeopardy, but yeah, I like it better.
Yeah. Give me Dragon Ball movies for 400.
400? Okay.
Who were the space...
Ooh! I know this one.
Who were the Space Pirates? What? Oh.
You want to just let me steal this? Then this is I will go for it.
Yeah, you can have that, bro. I'll give that to you.
BoJack and his gang.
Oh, I should have known that one.
Now we're dead tied again. That's actually crazy. This is a close game.
When does this get done with?
Oh, wait. And then it's my turn because I stole.
When does it get done with? When does this get done with?
Two. You know what?
2 minutes.
We haven't done... I don't know GT. That's why I'm not doing it. So I'm taking Dragon Ball for 400. I might lose here because of it.
I wanted to do like a Star Wars.
How does Master...
And it's 300s.
Star Wars.
Over 350.
Technically, that's wrong because you don't know if it's 400 because 400 is over 350. Feels bad.
Give me Dragon Ball GT for 400. What to move combo?
I have
Super
no
17
clue.
Down for the count.
I got no clue.
To move combo, put Super 17 down for the count. A double slap. Dragon fist into a comic. Oh my god. So that's an overkill.
We are tied. We only got 20 seconds left. I'm taking it for Dragon Ball 400 Dragon Ball movies. At birth, what was 1,000? So DJ Sosa's the winner. I can't believe I got that.
Hey, you
wrong.
Chose only doubt my minus 100.
True, we can keep going, but it's
oh, yeah,
oh,
seven.
Nope. Oh, that was it. Well, that's pretty good.